everybody. This is Osho Radio from Amsterdam, Holland. I would like to read just a little bit to you about what Osho says about suffering. Growth in itself has no suffering in it. Suffering comes from your resistance towards growth. Suffering is created by you because you resist continuously. You don't allow it to happen. You are afraid to go totally with it. You go only half-heartedly. Hence the suffering, because you become divided, you become split. A part of you cooperates and a part of you is against it, resists it. This conflict inside you creates suffering. So, drop the idea. Many people have that idea that you have to suffer if you are to grow. It is sheer nonsense. If you cooperate totally, there is no suffering at all. If you are in a let go, instead of suffering, you will rejoice. Every moment of it will be a moment of bliss and benediction. Today we have a lecture by Osho from the series The Ancient Music in the Pines, number 5, and he's talking about hiding, and it means that you have to really look into the different masks that you're wearing, and it has to do with this resistance also. It's funny, all the things for today sort of come together. And yes, I would like to let Osho speak for himself, of course. The music we will be playing next is by Alok Gayaka, and it is called Love Thy Neighbor. Thank you.
No lights to walk from. I carry you on my back. Take you to the river where the water is clean. You could listen to the birds and feel the wind in your face. I share with you the gifts of nature. Sadness, I would sing for you. For you, I'd make a place under the sun. Watch over you so you don't get burned. Protect you from the cold nights with the warm flesh of my life. I gather flowers among the trees and give them all. And if tears sprang from your eyes, I would dry them to make all the more. Let it dry in the I would share your joy, but also your sadness. And I would never leave. And when time has called upon you to rest yourself forever, I dig you a grave. And while doing so, your grave will be moistened with the tears that I shed for the loss of a friend. And after I buried you, I kneel down and bow my head and say a prayer over you. From an invasion of men and of cars, create pollution, make war, and still say, love thy neighbor.
Is not only hidden behind the waves, it is also manifesting in the waves. It is also there on the surface as much as it is in the depth. The depth and the surface are not two separate things. They are two polarities of the same phenomenon. The center comes to the circumference. The center is as much on the circumference as it is at the center. God is not only the unmanifest, it is also the manifest. The God is not only the creator, the God is also the creation. The girl, the God, is as much in his world as he is in himself. Just the other night, a new sannyasin asked me, "Bhagwan, can you show me the divine form?" I told him, all the forms are divine. I have not seen a single form which is not divine. The whole existence is divine. Don't divide it into profane and sacred. All the time, what else I am doing? Showing the divine form. What else you are doing? Showing the divine form. What else is happening all over existence? The divine is spread everywhere. It is as much in the small as it is in the great, as much in a grass leaf as in a far away great star. But the mind thinks in dualities. It thinks God is hidden. Then it tries to deny the manifest. And then it tries to seek the unmanifest. Now you are creating an unnecessary conflict for you. God is here now, as much as anywhere else. God is as much in the seeker as in the sought. He is manifesting. That's why I say, the ocean is in the waves. Dig deep in the waves. Dig deep in the form and you will find the formless. If you cannot see this, that doesn't mean that God is not manifest. That only means that you are still blind. You have still not got the eyes that can see the obvious. God is the obvious. And this is so on every level of being. Whatsoever you are, you go on broadcasting around you. You cannot hide it. Nothing, absolutely nothing can be hidden. There is a Zen saying, nothing whatsoever is hidden. From of old, all is clear as daylight. But all is not clear as daylight for you. That doesn't mean that daylight is not there. That simply means you are standing with closed eyes. Open your eyes. Just a little. And the darkness starts disappearing. Open your eyes. And wherever you are, immediately you will be able to see as deep as existence is. Once your eyes are open, everything becomes transparent. You see me, you just see the surface, the waves. You hear me, you only hear the words, not the silence hidden behind them. Exactly, you only see that which is not worth, and you miss all that is of any worth and significance. When I see you, it is not the form, it is not the image that you look in the mirror. When I see you, I see you. And you are broadcasting yourself in your each gesture, in your each movement. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you keep silence and don't talk, the way you eat, the way you sit, everything is manifesting you. Anybody who is perceptive will be able to see whether you are dark inside or you have kindled the flame. It is as easy as if you pass by a house in the night, dark night, and the house is lighted inside. Is it in any way difficult to know? Because from the windows, from the doors, you can see the light coming out. Or if the house is in darkness and there is no light burning inside, then of course you see it, it is obvious. The same is happening in you. Whatsoever you are is being broadcasted every moment. Your neurosis is broadcasted, your enlightenment also, your meditation is broadcasted, your madness also. You cannot hide it. All efforts to hide yourself are futile. They are stupid, ridiculous. I was reading a book by Edmund Carpenter. He was working on some sociological project, a research project in Borneo. He writes, in small towns in Borneo, professional clerks sit before open windows, reading and writing, because people are illiterate, they cannot read and write. So for their letters, documents, or any other thing, they need the help of professional writers and readers. But Carpenter was very much surprised, because he says, I noticed one who was plugging his ears with his fingers while he read aloud. He inquired, and he was told this was done at the request of the listener who did not want to share his letter with the reader. So the reader is plugging his ears with his fingers and reading loudly the letter. But this is what is happening in everybody's life. You go on hiding, but everything is being declared continuously, loudly. Everything is being broadcasted. You are a continuous broadcasting station. Even while you are asleep, you are broadcasting. If a Buddha comes to you while you are asleep, he will be able to see who you are. Even in your sleep, you will be making gestures, faces, movements, uttering something, and all those things will indicate something about you. Because the sleep is yours, and it is bound to carry your signature. If one becomes a little alert, one stops hiding. It is futile, it is ridiculous. Then one simply relaxes. Because of hiding, you remain tense, continuously afraid somebody may know about you. You never expose yourself. You never live in the nude. I mean spiritually, you never live in the nude, always afraid. That fear cripples you, paralyzes you. Once you understand that everything is bound to be declared, it is already being declared. The center is coming to the circumference every moment, and the ocean is waving in the waves, and God is everywhere. Is spread all over his existence, and you are spread all over your activities. There is no point in hiding. Nothing whatsoever is hidden from of old. Everything as clear as daylight. Then why bother? One relaxes. The anxiety, the tension, the anguish disappears. Suddenly, you become vulnerable, no more closed. Suddenly you are open. Suddenly you become inviting. And this is the point to be understood. Once you are exposed to others, only then you will be exposed to yourself. If you are hiding from others, whatsoever you are hiding from others, by and by will be thrown into the basement of your unconscious mind. Others may not know about it, but by and by you will also forget about it. But whenever you will come in the vision of a perceptive man, everything will be revealed. That is one of the basic reasons why in the East the relationship of a disciple to a master is so much valued. Because the master is just like a ray of light, an X-ray. And the disciple exposes himself. And the more the master penetrates and knows about the disciple also by and by becomes aware of his own hidden treasures. Trying to hide himself from others, he has become such an expert in hiding that he hides from himself also. You don't know much about yourself. Just a fragment you know about yourself. Just the tip of the iceberg. Your knowledge about yourself is very limited. Not only limited, it is almost irrelevant. It is so partial. It is so fragmentary that unless you put it in the context with your whole being, it carries no meaning. It is almost meaningless. That's why you go on living without knowing yourself. And how one can live without knowing oneself. And you go on projecting things on others which have nothing to do with others. They may be just hidden forces inside you, but you don't know that they are hidden inside you. You project them on others. Somebody looks like an egoist to you. You may be the egoist, and you project. Somebody looks very angry, and the anger may be inside you, and the other is just like a screen, and you project. Unless you know yourself exactly, you will not be able to know what is real and what is projection. You will not be able to know about others also. Self-knowledge becomes the door of all knowledge. It is the very base. Without that foundation, all knowledge is just knowledge in appearance. Deep down, it is ignorance. The only way to know oneself is to live a life of vulnerability, openness. Don't live in a closed cell. Don't hide yourself behind your mind. Come out. Once you come out, you will become by and by aware of millions of things in you. You are not a one-room apartment. You have many rooms. You are a palace. But you have become accustomed to live in the porch. You have forgotten the palace completely. Many treasures are hidden behind you, in you. And those treasures constantly go knocking, inviting, but you are almost deaf. This blindness, this deafness, this insensitivity has to be broken. Nobody else can do it. If somebody else tries, you will feel offended. You will feel a trespass. It happens every day. If I try to help you, you feel you have been trespassed. If I try to say something true about you, you feel offended. You feel hurt. Your pride is hurt. You feel humiliated. You want to listen lies about you from me. You want to listen something which helps your already fixed image. You have a very gold image about you, which is false. It has to be shattered to pieces. Because once it is shattered, the reality will arise. If it is not shattered, you will go on clinging with it. You think you are religious. You think you are a great seeker. You may not be religious at all. You may be simply afraid of life. In your temples, churches, cowards are hiding there, afraid of life. But to accept that one is afraid of life is very humiliating. So they say they are not afraid of life. They have renounced. Life is not worth. Life is only for mediocre minds. They have renounced everything for God. They are searching God. But watch, they are trembling, on their knees praying. But their prayer is not of love. Their prayer is not of celebration. Their prayer is not a festivity. Their prayer is out of fear, and fear corrupts everything. Nobody can approach God through fear. You have to approach truth through fearlessness. But if you are hiding your fear behind religiousness, then it will be very difficult to shatter it. You are greedy, miser, but you go on saying that you live a very simple life. Now, if you are hiding behind the rationalization of simplicity, then it is very difficult to see that you are a miser. And a miser misses tremendously. Because life is for those who share. Life is for those who love. Life is for those who are not too much clinging to things. Because then they become available to persons. To cling to a thing is to cling to something which is below you. And if you go on clinging to things which are below you, how can you soar high? It is as if you are clinging to rocks and trying to fly in the sky. Or you are carrying rocks on the head and trying to climb the Everest. You have to throw them. You have to throw those rocks. You will have to unburden yourself. Edmund Hillary, who was the first man to reach at the top of Everest, says in his autobiography that as we started reaching closer and closer, I had to leave more and more things. At the last moment, I had to leave almost everything, because everything became such a burden. Higher you reach, more unburdenedness is needed. So a miser cannot soar high. A miser cannot soar in love, or in prayer, or in God. He remains clinging to the earth. He almost remains rooted in the earth. Trees cannot fly. If you want to fly, you need to be uprooted. You need to be like a white cloud, with no roots anywhere, a wanderer. But you can hide your miserable self, and you can hide your diseases behind good, beautiful terms and words. You can be very articulate, and you can be very rationalizing. All these have to be broken. And if you go on hiding, then not only you hide your diseases, you hide your treasures also. This hiding becomes a fixation. It becomes a habit, an obsession. But I tell you, before a perceptive man, before a master who has known himself, you will be completely X-rayed. You cannot hide from somebody who has eyes. You can hide from yourself, you can hide from the world, but you cannot hide from somebody who has come to know what clarity is. perception is. The more you are clever and cunning, the more inauthentic you become. Don't hide behind screens. Come out in the sunshine. And don't be afraid that your image will be shattered. The image that you are afraid of being shattered is not worth keeping. It is better to shatter it on your own. Take a hammer and shatter it. That's what being a sannyasin means. That you take a hammer in your hands and you shatter the old image and you start a new life from ABC, from the very beginning again, as if you are born again. It is a rebirth. Then by and by, if you relax and you are not too much worried about the image in the eyes of others, your own authentic face, original face, comes into being. The face that you had before you were born and the face that you will again have when you are dead, the original face, not the cultivated mask. With that original face, you will see everywhere God. Because with the original face, you can meet with the original reality. With a mask, you will meet only other masks. With the mask, there can be never any dialogue with reality. With the mask, you remain in the relationship of I and it. The reality remains it. When the mask is removed and you have come back home, a tremendous transformation happens. The relationship with reality is no more of I, it. It is of I, thou. That thou is God. The reality takes a personality. You become alive here. Reality becomes alive there. It has always been alive. Just you were dead. Come out of it. Make yourself more alert. Bring yourself together. Let one thing become a centering, constantly centering within you, and that is alertness, awareness. Do whatsoever you do, but do consciously. By and by, consciousness accumulates and it becomes a reservoir of energy.
Listening to Bindu, and the number is called Cherry Blossoms. We are going to give you a nice meditation to end the program later on. It is a meditation for sleeping, yes, sleeping. And we say goodbye for now. See you next week again for another program of Osho Radio Live. Bye, everybody. The meditation for today is called Fall Asleep Consciously. You have been sleeping every day, but you have not encountered sleep yet. You have not seen it, what it is, how it comes, how you drop into it. You have not known anything about it. You have been dropping into it daily, coming out of it, but you have not felt the moment when sleep comes on the mind. What happens? So try this, and with 3 months' effort, suddenly one day you will enter sleep knowingly. Drop on your bed, close your eyes, and then remember that sleep is coming, and I am to remain awake when the sleep comes. It is very arduous, but it happens. In one day it will not happen, nor in 1 week will it happen. Persist every day, constantly remembering that sleep is coming, and I am not to allow it without knowing. I must be aware when sleep enters. I must go on feeling how sleep takes over, what it is. And one day, suddenly, sleep is there, and you are still awake. That very moment, you become aware of your unconscious also. The music today was by Chintan, Alokayaka, Deva Premal, Bindu and Shastro.